If you're a parent of a child in a New York City public school, you may have gotten a letter from the Department of Education about lead levels in your school's water. These notes are going out school by school as the city runs tests for the second time this year. Why is this happening again so soon, and why are the test results different in most of the schools? It's raising a lot of questions. Luckily, we have WNYC's Mary Harris here with us to help break down what we need to know. Mary, good morning.
Good morning.
So first thing, this seems a little like deja vu.
Yeah, so it is. So last year, the city tested school water for lead, but they did it using a protocol some found a little lacking. They flushed their pipes before sampling the water, which could have made the lead levels look lower than they actually were. This time around, they are testing first draw water samples. That means the water has sat in the pipes for 8 to 18 hours beforehand.
Okay, so you've brought some of these letters that the schools have been sending out. You've agreed to translate and let parents need to know what they need to know, actually.
Exactly. Yeah. We have parents have been sending in these letters so we could take a look at what they're finding. And what people really need to pay attention to is the second page of these letters, because that's where they get into the details about what's happening. They need to pay attention to the jargon here. A bubbler is actually a water fountain. Any sink in the kitchen, you should think it might have potable water in it. They could be using it for cooking. So look at those results first. But there's a lot of information here about other kinds of water sources like slop sinks, cold water faucets. I asked Mark Edwards, the guy who actually exposed what went on in Flint, Michigan, what we should think about this, and what he said surprised me.
The types of brass used in those places is actually substandard. Those faucets were never designed or manufactured to dispense water fit for human consumption.
Okay, so some fixtures in the school might not be dispensing drinkable water.
Yeah, wow. Possibly. But that's not necessarily a cause for concern. Here's what parents really need to know about water at school. There are a couple rules. First, don't assume every tap is safe for drinking. Like Mark Edwards said, a sink in the janitor's closet, it may be leaching some lead simply because it wasn't designed not to. Your kid's probably not getting their water from there, but you should know about this. Also, hot water is likely to have lead in it. Don't drink that straight from the tap. It's also best practice to run the tap for 30 seconds before taking a drink just to flush it out. This is especially important after a weekend or a holiday when the water's been sitting around for a bit.
So we understand that you talked to the person at the Department of Education who's basically signing off on the test results.
Yeah, I spoke to Deputy Chancellor Elizabeth Rose last week about what her team is finding. She says most of these positive results are due to faulty fixtures, not a bigger problem with school plumbing more generally. And the Department of Health backs her up on this. Anytime they have a positive test, they are shutting down the plumbing line, replacing problem fixtures, and then they retest to see if replacing the fixture worked. But when I asked her if the city was considering installing additional filtration of some kind, she said, no, not now.
We're not looking at filters. In fact, most types of water filters don't actually address the potential leaching of lead from the fixture through the faucet. So we know that our water is safe. It is not about the water. It is about what could potentially leach into the water from the fixtures.
She pointed out something else, which is that there has never been a case of lead poisoning in New York attributed to the water.
So no lead poisoning from water. That sounds like good news, though.
It does, but it raises this other question. I think what parents are really concerned about is some of the evidence showing that low levels of lead can lead to other smaller problems that may not get picked up on. Lower levels of lead can cause problems with test scores and reading levels, and it can impact behavior. You know, the city is really clear that we're not seeing a rise in lead poisoning, but there really is no safe level of lead.
And just finally, what happens next now?
So the city says they're going to be done testing for lead in the water through the end, at the end of this month. So city parents should know their results soon. My main question is this. If the DOE is right and most of these positive tests are due to faucets that are leaching lead, what are the next steps here to find bad faucets before they start having a problem? And is there going to be an effort to replace those? So, you know, the next time they have to test for lead is in about 5 years. It's a big window for more problems to develop. So I'm really curious what happens next.
Okay, Mary Harris, health reporter and co-host of the podcast Only Human. For more information on the lead test, you can go to our website, WNYC.org. Mary, thanks a lot.
Thanks.